rationale to say you meet someone, someone asks you, "Are you a Canadian?" You say, "Why, no, I'm
an American."
All right, and a person with black skin is a
Negro.
And what other neutral terms can you think of that you think have no pejorative, negative connotation at all?
Terms for the blacks?
Yeah.
Well, now we said colored. And that was a respectful term when I was growing up.
Right.
But now with OEO, that's about the worst thing you could say,
is that right?
Colored.
Yeah.
They'll say, "What color? Green, purple?" But we said colored,
sure,
rather than nigger.
Uh-huh, right.
And it's hard for me to break the habit,
sure,
now and say black.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was growing up, to call them black,
and that would
just be like slapping them in the face.
Sure. Right.
But now they want to be...
right.
That's
interesting.
It's all so different. We call them colored. We call the Negroes colored.
What other abusive terms have you heard besides nigger?
Nigger and coon.
Yeah.
Coon, and is a jig a nigger?
Yeah, that's the term it's used.
I mean, is that what they apply to niggers? Jig and coon and a big strong black, a buck nigger, they call it. I guess I've heard others, but I don't think of them right now.
That's fine. Now, what would you call, like, the people who live down in those, who are on welfare, you know, those people who live down there in those shacks, you'd call them?
Poor white trash.
Okay. Now, are there any other terms besides that?
Well, welfare family.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term a Jackson white? I don't know where that is. How about the term redneck?
No. Redneck is just in the West, isn't it, where they get their necks blistered,
okay,
swimming in the river?
Okay.
I don't know.
How about crackers?
You know, my daughter, who was in speech and hearing therapy, worked with a colored girl, with a Negro, the quarter that they went out in the schools, instead of doing practice teaching,
mm-hmm,
they went out and did this survey and so,
mm-hmm,
forth. And at one school, it was a Negro school.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't integrated. Some little Negroes were real impolite to Eleanor. One came around and said, "You're a big fat cracker." And Eleanor didn't know what it meant,
mm-hmm,
really. And she said, "Well, something, thank you," or something. But this girl, after they left, she was really embarrassed. And she said, "I was so embarrassed." She said, they've heard their parents,
mm-hmm,
call whites crackers. And she said it came from the slave drivers cracking the whips.
Well,
and
that,
I'd never,
yeah,
heard that before.
Never heard the word cracker?
I'd never heard the meaning of
that explanation.
That's
one explanation. Another is that it's that they would what they might have been they were riding on these. They used to ride on these hogsheads pulled by mules, and they were the cracker. And the cracker would stand right behind the mule, you know, and had a terrible. You know, it was really a bad place to be. Right behind the mule there with the cracks and riding on these rough roads on these hogsheads. You know, like the Georgia crackers, the baseball team was called the crackers.
But now that's why.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
But now the, how about the term, have you ever heard the term peckerwood used for whites? Have you ever heard sager used?
No. Country sager. Country sager.
Or Hoosier.
Hoosier. I believe I've heard sager when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
Not much, but occasionally.
And how about
an old sager?
Yeah. And how about Hoosier or Hoosier?
No, we don't use that down here.
No.